Books and Arts. Johnson. A Cup o' Kindness. A politically charged debate over the status of the Scots tongue.
As they cleared their heads after Burns Night on January 25th, having celebrated their national poet with whiskey and haggis, another hangover loomed for Scots in less than a week's time. A majority of them rejected Brexit in the referendum of 2016, whereas a majority in the United Kingdom overall supported it. Scotland is now leaving the European Union against its will, prompting a renewed call for Scotland, in turn, to leave the UK. Naturally, the case for independence plays up characteristics that differentiate Scotland from England. Among them is language, which diverges from the talk south of the border in two main ways. One is Gaelic, a Celtic language impenetrable to outsiders. It is related closely to Irish and Manx, but only distantly to English, which, however, is spoken only by around 50,000 people, or about 1% of Scotland's population. The bigger difference is Scots, though quite how different it is remains a matter of debate. As soon as you cross over from England, syntax and pronunciation change sharply. While the dialects of Northern England have much in common with each other, the break at the border is stark. Because of that, some observers think Scots is not a dialect of English, but a distinct, if related, language. The pro-independent Scottish National Party affirms as much in its manifestos.